The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Hey! This is that story show, people.
Hallelujah!
You're watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady house.
I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where real funny life stories take the spotlight. It's episode 443, brought to you the week of August 3rd, 2023. I'm your host. My name is James Kinnison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, I'm John, and James, last night I had a dream about being a muffler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I woke up exhausted. Been exhausted all day. It's weird.
Oh, man. Welcome like to the that? Show, everybody.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right. Oh, today we were supposed to have special guest Andy Woodhull, but Andy had to bow out on us, but we're going to have him, comedian Andy Woodhull. Check him out on YouTube and stuff like that, so you can look forward to the time when we do have him. But today we do have some special content for you, and that is our new interactive stories. We're gonna share two of those with you. Interactive stories, in case you're not familiar, is a new feature that we have here on That Story Show, where you set a time with me and we tell the story together, and it's so much fun. And I hope that everyone will take advantage of it once they hear and are inspired. We always start with an opening story. This is from Amy Lynn McConaughey from Newcastle, Pennsylvania. It's called
Wait
Surprise
a second,
Flies.
Is it like Matthew?
I don't know. McConaughey? How would you say that?
I'm looking at the spelling there, and it's not like Matthew McConaughey. It's
no.
I would say it's McConaughey.
Yeah.
But it's spelled different than the other one.
Yeah. So
popular spelling.
Yeah. Anyway, today upon returning home, I noticed a gathering of black houseflies congregating on the garage door. While this sight isn't entirely uncommon, an unusual sense of mischief took hold of me. I decided to grab the garden hose and have some fun, spray the flies off the door. So as the water flowed into the grate at the base of the garage door, I witnessed an unexpected spectacle. The grate came alive with a flurry of buzzing black movement, reminiscent of something straight out of a horror writer's imaginations. From every hole in the grate, a biblical-sized swarm of flies erupted just inches away from where I stood.
Uh-oh.
Yuck. So nasty.
Inches away, James. Inches. Now, you can feel the breath off of their wings.
I must confess, bugs usually don't make me squeamish, but this sight gave me pause. I contemplated whether to brave the onslaught or resort to drastic measures like setting the grate on fire and making a run for it.
Yes.
That's probably what I would do. I would love to see that. After a moment of consideration, I chose the former, but still had a few girly moments as waterlogged flies started to crawl up my bare legs in a desperate attempt to escape. No,
thank you.
Gosh, I'd be freaking out. I can't even handle a couple of mosquitoes landing on my legs. Anyway, despite my efforts with the hose, I would turn the hose on myself. That's what I would do. I'd be splash dancing, man.
What a feeling.
Despite my efforts with the hose, the tide of insects seemed unstoppable. Eventually, I decided to remove the grate, and to my horror, I discovered a seething mass of maggots, egg casings, and wet flies. So they just set up shop down there. That's what they had done. Let's make some larvae. And there was even a few large corpse beetles. I don't know what that is.
What's a corpse? Is that a beetle that is attracted to corpses?
That would be my guess. You find a corpse in the woods, there's going to be some beetles on it. And
corpse beetles.
Yeah. Anyway, the sight was enough to make anyone's skin crawl. With a resolute yuck in my mind, I resumed my mission, spending the next half hour diligently spraying the mass down the drain. It's a video game, you know?
Yeah, she was on a VR. Yeah, that's it's what a it
very satisfying VR game where you wash flies. Yeah. Anyway, I sprayed the mass down the drain while the flies and the beetles struggled to break free. What I did achieve by cleaning the grate of insects and subjugating my legs and arms to questionable brown matter. The flies simply relocated to the area behind the garage where the drain came out. It was a comical reminder that nature has its own way of asserting itself, no matter how hard we try to intervene. The flies 1-0. So,
oh man, stuff. All the way up there in the Pennsylvania, right?
I didn't know the North had flies.
I thought that was one of the advantages of living there. Was that you didn't have insects.
I mean, coming from the South like we did, I just assumed corpse everything's beetles. Perfect up there. You know,
that's in what the I North.
You keep those corpse beetles. To yourself, Amy.
You can keep your electricity too, because we don't need it down here if they're going to bring corpse beetles.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's rewind the week. All right, rewind the week is where we rewind the week a little bit and tell you a little bit about what's happened in the last week or so. I'll go first.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it because mine's boring?
I have no idea what yours is. So
okay, well, you go first then.
I'll just go first.
You're the host.
I'll just say this, that my wife came home the other day and she's like, you'll never guess what happened at work today. And I'm like, wow. You know, because her stories are always exciting because she's an accountant, right? And I'm saying that very sarcastically. She's
counting on those stories to be hilarious.
she talks to me and tells me stuff. And then she'll pause and she's like, do you understand anything I'm saying? And I'm like, no, I don't. But
next time tell her, no, it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. It's a funny accountant joke. Sorry.
Anyway, I've been married to her for a long time. She's heard them all. But anyway, she will tell me stuff I don't understand. I said, but I can tell from your tone of voice how important it is to you, you know, and I don't have to understand everything. But she says, oh, I got one today. And she said they caught two male accountants up on the parking garage spitting. Over the edge, down on pedestrians.
What? They were spitting on pedestrians?
Yes. They have camera footage of this.
That's terrible.
And they found out who they were. These college-educated guys. And I say that, and then I immediately say, why do we expect college-age guys to behave better than non-college-age guys? I actually think college-age guys are the ones that went through their entire life without any consequences. So you would actually expect that more from college age guys than blue collar guys. But anyway,
boundaries. They haven't figured them out yet.
What is this? Sixth grade
out of the house
or 6 years old. Like, let's spit over. Yeah. It's post COVID. What are they thinking?
Right.
I don't know.
We're going to increase the herd immunity with our spit.
So I don't think they were planning on being filmed, but I was like, Jen, were they just spitting over the side or were they aiming at people? I mean, because how could you tell that through a camera? And there was apparently laughter, high fives, and a matching camera feed from the ground that they were able to connect it all with. So
I would love to be the guy that gets to do that. I love doing
that. There's some CSI stuff going on there. Zoom in, enhance, zoom in. He looks happy. Zoom in, enhance.
Yeah. Why are they giving each other a high five after leaning over and spitting?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So gross. But apparently what set off the search was somebody from the ground walked into this professional building and reported that there were two guys in suits spitting off the side of the parking garage. So, you know.
Anyway, just because they're wearing a tie doesn't mean you can trust them.
There's not very many accountant, you know, stories out there, good ones, you know?
Yeah.
So there's one for you right there.
That one will make a difference.
Change the world.
Difference is also the division. Wow. When you divide two numbers.
Uh-huh.
Difference.
You're reaching hard.
Sorry. It's okay. Didn't sum up.
All right. How about you, man? What you been up to?
Okay. Well, James, as you know, I'm very sorry for missing our show last week.
Yeah.
I will tell our listeners what I went through because, you know, misery loves company. So Friday, a week ago, not last Friday after the show that I missed, but a week before that, I went to the doctor, the general practitioner or whatever you call him, you know, the doctor that you go to just to make sure you're healthy and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I had to go in. I had like a high blood pressure and stuff. And finally, my appointment with my general doctor came up. And so I went and visited him. And he's like, oh, yeah, we're going to put you on this medicine. And this is going to be great. We'll keep your blood pressure down and all that good stuff. And so I left feeling pretty good. I was like, all right, that's great. We're going to, you know, get some new medicine and stuff. And it'll be great. So I did. I left the doctor with more than just good news.
Uh-oh.
Because apparently I picked up the flu while I was there.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah, the flu. Now, I never had a summer flu. And I've heard people say that it's worse than all the other flus. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was just a fever for like a full week. And it was weird because the fever would go up. And, you know, I'm a wimp. I am the biggest wimp when it comes to getting sick. Amy is very good about taking good care of me. And she's like, oh, here's some water and stuff. Oh, do you need anything? I'll go to get up. And she's like, what can I get for you? And I'm like, I just have to go to the bathroom. And she's like, you need something to go in? I'm like, I'm good. I can do that.
She brings over care of that. The Kool-Aid jug, you know.
Yeah, she's very helpful. But yeah, I had this fever. It would go up and then it would come back down. I was like, all right, I'm finally over it. And then it would go back up and then it would come back down. And like every night I'd be sleeping, like, chills and all that junk. And then that fever would break and all the sweats and stuff. And you're like, oh, my shirt, I got to go change it because it's so wet.
Ew.
And then I wake up with a fever again the next day and I'm like, dadgummit. So I finally went to the one of those clinics, you know, where they're covered by your insurance, but you still have to pay an expensive copay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, was it really worth it for me to go after all? And then anyway, they gave me one of those tests and it's like, yeah, you got the flu, man. Here, try some Theraflu and do that. And then you'll be fine.
Right.
And I'm like, great. So I did that. And then a couple of days later, the flu was gone.
Aw.
Yeah.
We'll miss so it.
I started going back to work a couple of days ago. And I think about that flu every now and then.
Yeah,
and I think just I wonder it. What it's up to right now.
Yeah, it's maybe moved it's, on to better people.
Infecting someone. Yeah, probably moved on. That's okay though.
Yeah, that was a really funny story. So
yeah, it was hilarious, right? I went. This is why I don't like going to the doctor because you go well and you come back sick.
Right. I'm like, right.
I don't want to go there sick. I wait till I'm well to go and so I can get sick again.
Yeah. Yeah. Why go to the hospital? That's where all the people are dying. That's where the diseases right. are. So,
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I'll just tell you this right now. If I ever have a baby, yeah. I'm having a home birth. Now my wife chose when she had babies to go to the hospital and, you know, do the whole thing. But if I ever have a baby, it's going to be at home. It's going to be a water birth. Yeah.
You're going to have like a midwife, I guess?
No.
Or no?
No.
Just all by yourself in the bathtub?
Yep. Yep.
Man,
just me.
That sounds good.
Just me and a pair of scissors. So.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a video
if I
camera,
have a baby,
I'm going to put it on TikTok.
I'm
going
to be rich.
Well,
you put it on TikTok.
I don't think that would make you a very good mother. So, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Just trying to do it for clout, you know. I hear that's the thing now is kids are trying to get clout on the TikTok, and I don't know that I like that. Hey, we got a listener email. This is from Carla. A few weeks ago, I found myself facing a challenging journey from Minnesota to Utah, a long road trip, to deliver a car to my daughter. So the catch was that I had to make the journey alone. Now, I must admit that I have a tendency to struggle with staying awake during extended car rides. So needless to say, I was quite anxious about this trip. But determined to find a solution, I searched for some entertaining yet clean podcasts that would keep me engaged and alert throughout the journey. And that's when I stumbled upon that story show.
That's us, James. That's you and me.
I know. That's the good part. And I quickly discovered that it was a delightful blend of humor and cleanliness. Just what I needed. She hasn't listened to enough episodes. For 3 days, I drove a total of 23 hours.
Oh. That's about 23 episodes, so that might be.
Yeah.
Thanks. She was listening all of them.
Thanks to your show, I managed to stay wide awake the entire time, and I can't thank you enough for that. However, I must confess, you were also responsible for a few near car wrecks. Not because of anything you did wrong, but because of your hilarious stories. There were moments when I laughed so hard, tears filled my eyes, making it a bit of a challenge to keep my eyes on the road. But don't worry, I managed to maintain my focus and reach my destination safely. I wanted to extend my heartfelt gratitude for your entertaining podcast, which not only kept me awake, but also made my journey so much more enjoyable. You helped me get to my daughter in one piece, and for that I am truly grateful. Keep up the fantastic work on your show. I absolutely love it, Carla. Yay! Yeah,
thanks, Carla.
We love it.
Thank you. And I'm glad that it went well, and I'm glad that your daughter got a car.
Yeah.
Because that's awesome.
That is pretty awesome. Nobody ever drove and delivered me a car.
No.
Freaking
heck. They drove me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Man, you just got the jokes today.
I do.
We got a couple of announcements. One of them is John is starting a stand-up comedy tour.
That's right. It started right now. It'll probably end in about 30 minutes.
No, we have hats available on our Etsy store, etsy.com/NLcast. Get them while they last. They are great quality. Check the reviews. People have been buying them, getting them, picking them up. And they are highly rated. They love my shipping. You know, everything about it is just perfect and wonderful. So I've got a few left in a box over here, and I'm wearing one right now. And
I got mine while I was on the couch.
Yes,
with a fever.
I finally remembered to send you one.
It made me feel so good that I put it on when I went to the clinic to get my flu test.
Nice.
And I think that's good. Nobody said, "Hey, what's that story show?"
No.
So I hit them with my hat and
slap them upside.
Then they asked, "What was that for?" And I said, "It was my hat."
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't really do that.
Well, it's time for us to do some listener stories. If John had hit people with his hat, he'd probably be in prison, right? Or jail, at least jail, not prison, but you would have missed another show. And I'm glad you didn't. All right. So, it's time for interactive stories. This one is from Pompeii Pizzeria, also known as the TSS Historian. The guy that we were, raising money to bless, by the way, thank you so much for your contributions. Everyone who gave to help support him in his time of need, we raised just over $4,000 as a community. And I think that's something to be applauded. So thank you guys for stepping up. This is him talking a little bit about his journey and about some weird things that happened after he had his accident. So how you doing, folks? It's another in-person interactive story. This time we have Jake, the TSS historian, on. We're glad to have you. Welcome to the show, Jake.
It's an honor to be on the show, finally.
Yeah.
After so long of listening, I'm like, this is a dream come true.
How long you been listening, man?
Since I was in middle of high school.
Oh, no.
Like sophomore, junior year. I know I always remember it because the first episode that came out after I listened, I believe, was Zombie Bird Pit. That was the title of the episode. And I'm like, that's a unique name.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow that.
That'll keep you listening. So,
yeah.
So how old are you now?
25, turning 26 in the end of August.
Oh, so. I feel old. Thanks for that. So you got a story for us today?
Yeah, actually. If people don't know, I'm the one that had the finger incident happen to them.
Yes. Tell us the story of the fingers real quick, because we can't assume everybody knows.
Okay. So I was at work one night doing my normal duties, using my hand to feel airflow somewhere. Not going to give too many details because stalkers. Anyway.
Right.
Was feeling for airflow, and the next thing I know, my fingers get caught up in a machine.
Ugh!
And I pull my hand out, and I just see my skin, pink and white. That's all I saw.
And so three of your fingers on your right hand, is it?
Yeah, my right hand. They're all the same length as my pinky finger now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There's a lot of things going through my head.
I bet.
But surprisingly, a couple of the things that have helped me get through this is all the ironic coincidences that happened afterwards. One of which, they were transferring me from my hometown hospital to one of the big town hospitals, like capital city kind of hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who originally was going to be transporting me through ambulance, his first instinct was to shake my hand. And I just look at him and look at my hand. I'm like, not a good time, dude.
No. Yeah.
No. It gets even better. So they get me to the big town hospital. And they're here's the remote. And so I'm using my left hand to scroll through channels. And I saw ads for things such as Supercuts, the hair place, the show Chopped, the cooking show. I saw a bunch of hand moisturizer cream commercials. I'm looking up at the sky and I'm like, God, you definitely have a sense of humor.
Oh, man.
And the thing that definitely was like, I found a lot of humor after everything. After the surgery to do what they can with my hand is all done, still have them all shorter.
Right.
The nurse is starting to take the IVs and stuff off of me so I can go home.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts pulling off the tape, and I'm like, I got hairy arms. You're pulling hair off my arm. She's like, I'm sorry. And so she leaves one piece of tape on my left elbow. And like that little crease there. And she's, I'm going to let you take that one off yourself. And I just stop. I look down. I try to reach for it with my left-hand fingers. It's like a good 7-8 inches away.
Right.
I look back up at her. I say, with what hand am I supposed to pull this thing off? This was a very nice-looking African-American lady, and she turned as pale as a ghost. She was like, I didn't even think about that. I'm so sorry.
Gosh.
That had me and my mom laughing for like a good 20 minutes after it happened.
See, and that's a testament to you having such a horrible thing happen and you still keeping a sense of humor about it. I can't fathom.
I just remembered another thing like that. So my mom, on the way home, we were listening to the Sirius XM station, The Message, which is all Christian music. It's basically K-Love, but nationwide.
Okay.
For Sirius XM. And we're sitting there, we're talking about like, yeah, it feels weird. It feels like I still have my fingertips. And at that moment, a song comes on that's called Fingerprints.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I looked up and I'm like, you have a sense of humor. It's kind of sick and twisted, but I enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, there's no other possible timing where that would have been the most perfect thing. Just, oh, my fingertips hurt. Yeah, fingertips. Here you go.
Oh my gosh. So they're all the same length now. So that was your pointer, your middle, and your ring finger.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's like a, there's like maybe 2-3 millimeters, a quarter of an inch difference maybe between the middle one and the other two, but
did that take care of all the fingernails gone then?
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, that's, I'm gonna just add a side thing. My daughter, she's so sweet. She keeps saying, "Are your fingernails gonna grow back?"
Aww.
And I'm like, "I'm sorry, sweetie, they're not."
Sorry, daddy's a mutant now. You know, you still love
me. I keep making jokes about a one-handed cripple coming through when my family's around.
Man, I don't know though. You know, if I was gonna have fingers cut off, that's how I'd want to do it. You know, because still got a chunk of them, right? I mean.
Yeah,
you're gonna be able to pinch things. In other words, and
yeah, for most of them, I have till the first knuckle, so I can still play games. Like I was just about to play Fallout New Vegas before I hopped on with you.
Awesome, awesome.
That's honestly one of the things that's helped me get through this is knowing that I can still play games to help with recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say the one phrase that has gotten me through this whole ordeal. Is from me and my daughter's favorite show, and that's Bluey.
Oh, I love Bluey.
There's an episode where they're talking about, oh, you had to get up so early, take the kids to the park. And the three-word phrase that has gotten me through all of this is Bandit going, it's got to be done. Got to be done.
Got to be done.
I can either sit back and wallow in all of this and be sad about my fingers gone, or I can live life because, you know, life's going to move on. Am I going to be able to move on with my family? Well, that's got to be done.
Yeah. That's true.
So, yeah.
Look at you with not only a good story and some ironicism, but you got a message as well. I couldn't ask for more. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jake.
It's been an honor.
All right. I want you guys to get on Discord and say hi to Jake at our Discord server. You can get to it at nlcast.com/community. And I'm sure he'll be glad to say hi back.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being on the show, man. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, so there it is.
That was great. and inspiring as well.
Yeah.
How could you? That's such a great outlook on it.
How could you help?
It takes a special person to be able to see it like that. So.
I think so. So, yeah, I love that we were able to help his family, and I think it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. So now we have one from a gentleman called RJ06. This is his interactive story, so let's enjoy it together. Here we go. Hi, folks. It's another interactive story, this time with RJ06 from Discord. He's got a story for us today. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Awesome. First of all, tell us where you're calling in from.
Calling in from Utah. Northern Utah.
Northern Utah. And how old are you?
I'm 16.
16. Are you driving yet?
I want to, but things have been busy. My sister had a baby. So.
Yeah, I know how people having babies can really keep you from, you know, doing what you want to do in life.
Yeah.
That happens. That's a real thing, not just an excuse. You just need to go. You just need to go get your driver's license, dude. Don't blame your sister and her baby. Anyway.
Her baby called me and was like, "Don't learn how to drive.
Don't learn
like,
how
you're
to
not
drive.
Even born yet.
I'm on my way. Wait for me." Yeah.
The thing is, she lives in New Mexico, so
That's so
far away.
That's the best excuse you could come up with.
No, but my parents wanted to go and see the baby. This was before the baby was born, they packed us all in a car.
All right.
We drove 10 hours.
How long have you been 16?
I was born in September, so less than a year, a couple of months.
Okay. All right. I'll leave it alone. We just both know you have you have a job now. You have to get your driver's license. All right.
Yeah.
What story do you have for us today?
My story involves my friend Connor.
All right.
And
Knock it out of the park.
So basically, me and Connor, we're close friends. I don't really like the idea of best friends because it kind of makes the idea of all the other friends less. But if I were to have a best friend, it would probably be him.
Okay.
So
and what's his name again? Craig?
Connor. Craig.
Connor, he does not. Connor, if you're listening, find a new friend because this guy's not good enough for you. you know, no. Just move along. And he's never going to give you a ride anywhere either. So,
yeah. Well, oh, that might be true, but that's not the point. The point of the story is Connor's the bad guy.
Oh.
Connor
oh.
gave me access to his Steam because okay. we wanted to play some games.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing. Terrible thing. So yeah. It sounds very mean.
I know. Such a mean friend. So he got this like Steam pack of games.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it's all the Batman games except I think one of the new ones.
Yeah.
So basically, like Arkham Asylum, Arkham City,
yeah,
Arkham Knight,
some other thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were just playing those, and we'd just play them together. Like I'd go onto his account, I'd go offline, he could join his account, and we'd just be on Discord talking and playing.
Yeah.
I have a very certain way of playing okay. where I've described it as I see everything and yet see nothing at all.
Okay, how does that work exactly?
I'll be running along with, and I'll see a trophy and I'll be like, I'm going to go get that.
Uh-huh.
I'll try for the next 5 minutes to get that. And then I'm walking around trying to stay on the main quest, and I will ignore the fact that I should look up at something that I need to get to, instead run around the map for the next 30 minutes doing nothing other than looking around and being like, oh, there's a trophy, and spend another 5 minutes yeah. on that and be like, oh, there's another trophy.
So you're easily distracted. It's hard yeah. for you to stay on course. Okay, I got
it's hard for me to look up and notice the obvious thing.
Right.
That, frankly, this game has mini-bosses everywhere.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The mini-boss is the ability of looking up.
And it has trophies everywhere and puzzles that everywhere. Too. It's crazy. It's a great
I'll
game.
I tell you.
Great game.
It's difficult. So, despite that, though, I beat Connor from playing the game. Like, I beat it before he's done.
Okay.
He's nice. In this round, at least. But I decide, I beat this game, and I'm not a great gamer. Let me go trash on Connor that I beat it before him.
And Connor's the bad guy in this.
Yes, yes. Okay, Connor is the bad guy.
Can I just say that you sound like the bad guy so far? I'm just he's letting you play his game, you beat him, and then you're gonna trash talk him. Okay.
Well, that's the details.
Connor must have killed some people or something in this story.
You're getting too focused on the details of the story.
Oh, and that's what we don't do is we don't focus on details in Batman.
Of course not.
No.
Only someone stupid would do that. Obviously. So I decide to be like, hey, Connor, it's been a day. Why aren't you done yet? I already finished. And we both agree equally
so
that
wrong.
I'm not a great gamer.
It's so wrong.
And
it's been
yeah,
a day.
It's been a day. Come on. So he says, oh, well, how many times have you beaten Batman? Like, once? I've beaten it twice. After this time, it'll be three times.
Ooh. Okay.
And it's now that I think about it, it's not a good insult. That's not a great insult. He owned the game longer than me. But for the next 2 days, I do nothing but stew on this insult, quote-unquote insult. I do nothing but get angry when I think about it.
Yeah,
not shouting angry.
Because he had a good point, you know.
Well, hold on. Details, man. Stay on the main point of the story.
Okay.
Don't holding me back. So I'm just angry.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 days after he says this insult, we're about to watch Better Call Saul together because that's a thing we do as friends.
Okay.
We like to watch shows together.
Good.
So we're about mm-hmm. to watch it, and I think, I'm so mad. For no reason at all, I am mad. I'm going to beat the game a second time before he beats the game for the first time and prove to him that I'm the superior gamer.
Okay.
That I am better. So I start playing it, and for that entire night and the day after that, I do nothing but live, breathe, and sleep Batman all over this not even a great insult. This poor insult that he's
pretty good.
Forgotten about.
Yeah, right.
I do nothing but anger and play Batman. I don't even like the game anymore.
Right.
The game is so dumb. I hate it now because I played it back to back, and I've done nothing but play it. So I beat the game for a second time on a higher difficulty, once again, to show him that I'm better. He still hasn't beaten the game himself. So I talked to him. I'm like, hey, Connor, remember when 4 days ago on this exact date at this time, you said so-and-so some stupid insult? Well, I've beaten the game a second time. I know. Truly epic.
Wait a minute.
That is my revenge.
And I he's the bad game. Guy?
Yeah, yeah. So we both laughed.
What did he do?
He insulted me.
He did not. He pointed out the fact that he got one up over you, meaning he said, big deal, I've beat it already twice. I think you got butthurt is what happened.
Well,
details.
That's called a detail. I would like you to not focus on that.
Okay, so just the general picture here. Just keep it focused on your point of view.
Of course.
Don't bring facts into it. Connor sucks, man. He's the worst.
But he's a good friend.
Of course he is. I tell him he laughs because he forgot about it.
Yeah, of course.
Frankly, I should have forgotten about it, but I didn't. And he's just like, that's the most vindictive thing I've ever heard. And you know what? He's wrong.
No, he's not!
He's right. I'm not going to lie. I got irrationally angry.
Yeah.
For no reason at all.
You might need to go to counseling. I mean, seriously. I mean, hats off for playing Batman twice in a row. It's a good game. There are worse things to do.
Yeah. My revenge was just playing a game.
I'm just glad it was a game with an ending. Imagine if this had been Minecraft, you'd still be making this story. You'd still be in the midst of it. I'm going to do them. I'm going to keep playing forever.
I do nothing but live, sleep, and breathe in Minecraft.
I'm going to make it to the far lands. I'll do it. You know.
And like I said, but the other thing is, what's actually crazy is a day before he insulted me, quote unquote, he watched me play the game because he wanted to see where I was in the game. He saw me run around the map, find a bunch of achievements and not look up.
Right,
you know, that
right.
whole thing where I don't look up and see. Uh-huh. He watched me do that and he was like, wow, you're a very certain type of gamer. And I did nothing but agree with him.
All right.
So before he did this lame insult, we both equally agreed I was a bad gamer because I was. I'm not a good gamer.
Bad gamer, bad sport.
Well, hold on.
Goodness.
Hold on. Details. I'll take bad gamer. Bad sport, though. That's where I stop. That's called a detail. I'm going to want you to ignore those.
Okay.
I have it written down.
I've just gotten a big portion of your personality nailed down, dude. Goodness gracious, that's funny.
I'm not usually like this. I'm usually a nice person. I volunteer at church. I am nice to kids.
I love Jesus and everything, and he loves me. But that's details. That's freaking details, James.
I need you to get off my back, please, and just ignore that and just listen to the story. I've never done this before.
From a certain point of view, you are the hero, I guess.
I am the good guy. I'm the main character, okay?
You are the main character, and you are a character, for sure.
I am for sure a character.
Well, thanks for coming on and sharing your story. I think you're going to make a lot of people cry, laugh today.
You know what? I hope I do.
All right.
I hope I do. All right. Thank you for having me on your show.
All right. Where do they need to follow you at?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. All right. Get on the Discord server and talk to them.
I know. Yeah. Join the Discord.
There you go.
It's fun. We have fun.
All right. Thanks, RJ06. You're the best, man. Thanks for coming on today.
Uh-huh. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Bye. All right. So what do you think?
That's hilarious. I think he did a great job, by the way. Good job, RJ. He's like, I'm going to show my friend, I'm going to stay up for 48 hours straight and I'm going to play this game and beat it and really hate the game afterwards just so I can say I beat it twice and you haven't even beat it once yet. Those are great details.
Well,
I love
you know, when you're 16, what else do you have, really? You know,
Good point.
You don't have like a corporate job where you're like, I can defeat him and become his boss.
Yeah.
And, you know, then he'll know, you know, you don't have anything like that. You know, I'll raise better kids than him. You know, I'll have a hotter wife than him. You know, you can't.
Well, yeah, I mean, those can all be goals.
Yeah, but not in 48 hours.
No, that's true. Yeah. You got to play the long game for those.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Those are just minor details.
All right. Let's take a second and hear a word from our sponsors.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we got some stories. This is the middle school drama of the week, and it is called Mutt Cuts.
Dang it! Move out of the way, stupid.
It's from Paxton Wood. One time I was at a place to cut my hair, and I was going to take my haircut. I was talking to my hair cutter, and then this guy walks in with his doge, and I blurted out, "Are you going to give that dog a haircut?" And he made a confuzzled face, and my hair cutter said in a quiet voice, "It's his guide dog. He's blind." Ooh. And then I was like, oh. And then I was embarrassed. And when the lady finished cutting my hair, I grabbed some lollipops, and then I run her out of that place and hid by the Slurpee machines inside 7-Eleven. Okay, that's my story. I really need 50 monkeys to fix my PC. 50 monies, sorry.
Oh, money.
I was like, that's really middle school. 50 monies to fix my PC, then I'll become a Patreon. So, Paxton Wood, thank you for your middle school drama for today. We appreciate
that's
it.
That's great.
Oh,
that's embarrassingly wonderful.
Oh,
it's a seeing eye dog, you dumb kid. Yeah. Just stop making fun of that dog. Will bite your leg off.
We don't actually cut that dude's hair. So... we just make scissors noises near his head. So
that's terrible. Wait. Oh yeah, he's okay. Seeing eye dog. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was thinking like of a hearing.
I was thinking the blind. Yeah, because he's blind. You know. Anyway.
Yeah, because you have to have. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I got a story from Steve Butler, and I believe he's actually in the chat room with us tonight. So,
nice.
Steve, here's your story. This is construction crisis. As a construction and remodeling professional, I often find myself in strangers' houses, including their bathrooms. I don't know why I read it like that, but it sounded awesome. To break the ice, I like to say something funny or offbeat. That's usually my detriment, actually. But that's me saying that, John. Gauging the person's reaction to know how far I can go. Usually I judge it accurately, but occasionally there are awkward moments when I'm wrong. Let me tell you about Mrs. Lewis, one of my clients. She was a slightly older, church-going woman, and I did a lot of work for her, practically remodeling her entire house one room at a time, along with a garage addition. She had a quirky sense of humor, and she would have me work when her quote-unquote husband was away and leave before he returned. I had always wondered if he was actually real until the day he unexpectedly came home early and saw us working on a porch roof railing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bump, bump. He is real. He's a real person. He's not Santa Claus. I mean, Santa's real too, just FYI. One day, as we were discussing renovating her son's upstairs room, I must have made a cheeky remark while climbing the stairs. Mrs. Lewis, climbing behind me, said something that shocked me. Steve, I can read this.
Say it.
Steve, I'm going to lick your butt. My mind went into a frenzy, but it turned out to be a Kentuckyism I wasn't familiar with. She meant that she was going to give me a good spanking, like a mother disciplining her son. I'm going to lick your butt. That's a... Okay. Give him a good licking, I guess. I was relieved and never shared my misunderstanding with her. Life as a contractor certainly comes with its share of interesting and amusing moments.
Oh,
thank you so much, Steve.
Steve,
I'm going to lick your butt.
I'm sorry, what?
Down in the South.
I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me, I'm going to hurry up these stairs now.
Your husband just came home. I just don't know.
Lick your butt. Yeah, that's an old saying that we would hear in the South, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You give that kid a licking of a lifetime.
Yeah, yeah.
Give him a licking.
Give him some licks. Yeah.
Yep.
Gosh.
I don't know where that even comes from. That's
I don't
wild.
Either. But like here in the Midwest, people cut in line. But in the South, we skip.
Skip.
Yeah. Can I have a skip? Can I get skips?
Skip.
Yeah, I'm a skip in line.
I always said butt in line.
Oh, no.
Can I have a butt in line?
Well, you aren't really Southern. You're transplant. Florida. But yeah, we'd always say, can I skip? Can I skip you? And I said that in Kansas City one time, and the guy, his name's Kevin, he started skipping in place. He's like, you want to skip me? You want to skip me? So... I realized how dumb that sounded, you know, but we also call them buggies instead of carts.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I get a buggy?
In the UK, they call them trolleys, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Take a trolley, put it in a bin.
Did you put it in a bin? Well, it's time for us to choose our contest winner. Now, there were only three stories read today. The interactive stories are their own reward. So,
right.
I am looking through them. We had our opening story, which was about surprise flies. We had middle school drama, Mutt Cut, and construction crisis. My vote is lick. I'm going to lick your butt.
I'm going to lick. I like that one too, James.
Okay.
I'm going to lick. So, we'll lick your butt.
Steve Butler, congratulations.
Congratulations. Steve Buttlicker. All right, that was not nice.
All right, so remember, if you would like to do an interactive story, all you have to do is go to nlcast.com or thatstory.show and click on Submit a Story. Right there at the very top is a link to setting up a time. You will get a calendar. You'll be able to choose a time that works for you, and you will just be on Discord when that happens. Full instructions, couldn't be easier. Look, if RGO6 could figure it out, anybody could figure it out. So
yeah,
I'm teasing him because he's in the chat room.
Yeah.
Also want to thank our patrons. You can support us for swag, ad-free listening, and bonus content every single week. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Special thanks to Yanu Strispek, Eli Simnick, Nathan Holloway, and Colleen Daniels Harrington for their support this week, coming in as brand new supporters or folks that have upped their game. So appreciate that. Thanks. If you're more of a one-time donation person, and I know there are folks that don't want to do it monthly, then buy us a lemon at nlcast.com/lemon.
That sounds fun.
I know. You can buy us a lemon.
I like lemons.
NLcast.com/lemon. All right. Well, that's it. Surely you have a funny life story. Do you want to hear it on the show? Submit your story at thatstory.show, where you can find links to our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and our Discord chat. Love the show? Spread the love by leaving a review on iTunes. And thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, Christopher Tynan. And remember, share your funniest real-life story and let us take it into the spotlight on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
Thanks to our interactive storytellers. We appreciate you guys, too. And, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to buy a lemon.
Yeah, I know. I do too. I actually went to the page to try it out, and it said, you can't buy yourself a lemon. You'll have to log out and get a new account. I was like, okay, dang. You didn't have to yell at me.
So. Oh, how could you buy yourself a lemon? Wow. It's pretty awesome.
I have three less fingernails. I only have a pinky and a thumb. I just need to clean them. I get a discount when I go to the nail salon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you give somebody like your number one, like the real one, not the bad one,
yeah,
you're not really completely one.
That's right. And if you flip them off, it's not as harsh either. It's more like
it doesn't
screw
count.
You. Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Screw you, yeah. Well, if you don't have a complete finger.
This show is part of the Nobody's Listening podcast community. Get more at nlcast.com.